Everything's gonna be alright. I got a feeling. Every day. I got a feeling. Every day. Do you want that feeling? Every day. Yeah. 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 It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. In my family. In my business. It's alright. I can feel it. I can feel it. Can you feel it?
A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. I believe that God has done very drastic things for us. Please, the testimony stand is waiting right there. Ensure that you testify, because this week shall be an explosive week. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, get ready for your testimony.
It's alright. 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 It's alright, 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 alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
The devil said no. The devil said no. The devil said no, no, no. The devil said no, no, no. The devil said no, 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 no. The devil said no, 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 no. The devil said no, 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 no. The devil said no. The God said yes. The God said yes. The God said yes. The God said yes. I feel like jumping. I feel like jumping. The higher you jump, the higher your blessing.
God we serve. He's awesome in this place. Lift up your hands as we worship him for a minute. Let's bless his name. Let's worship him. You are my dear Lord. You are my dear Lord. Jehovah, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Savior, you are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Lift up your hands and worship him tonight. Father, you are worthy of our praise. Thank you because you are eternally dependable, eternally reliable. Father, you are God all by yourself, and you do not need to be made God. You are not elected, not selected, not nominated. You are sovereign, and there is none like you. Father, we adore you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. El Shaddai, we bless your name. We worship you. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have worshiped. Can you help me give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a clap, a shout, and a leap of joy? Walk to five who tell them he is mighty. And mean it from the depth of your heart. Tell them he's a mighty God. Tell him he's a mighty God. There is none like him. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's unquestionable. He's a mighty God. He's worthy of our praise. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, and please you may be seated. In Jesus' name. In today's episode, we'll be reading our seed of destiny. And we want to read it because it's going to give us a charge in addition to the charge that will be coming up shortly that is going to give us an impetus and a momentum to pray. It's titled, Your Prayer and Your Future.
That's right.
Your Prayer and Your Future. The Bible says, I'm going to read all of it today. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32 and verse 28, and he said, thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and thou hast prevailed. Praise God. Thought for the day. Prayer does not only affect the moment, it also affects the future. Prayer is one of the strongest forces on earth, and it has the capacity to make lasting generational impacts in a person's life and destiny. It's important to note that prayer does not only affect your moment or the moment, it also affects your future. Prayer is the only tool that can deal with history, deal with the present, and deal with the future. It has the ability to rearrange destiny. Somebody say, I hear. Now, let us look at the generational impact of prayer in the life of Jacob. You do remember the story of Jacob. Now, prayer broke the generational curse on the life of Jacob. Although there were many curses in Jacob's lineage and line and family and generation, but we're going to focus on just one in today's write-up, in today's reading, and that is the curse of barrenness. The word barrenness was first used in the Bible with relation to Sarah, who was Jacob's grandmother. That is evident in Genesis chapter 11 and verse 30. But Sarah was barren and she had no child. Then the second time that the word barrenness was mentioned in scripture was with regards to Sarah's daughter-in-law, that is Jacob's mother. Her name was Rebekah, who was also barren. You can read that up in Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 21. And it was also recorded with Jacob, with his wives. They were barren in Genesis chapter 29 and verse 31. But Jacob decided to end the curse at the place of prayer. Tonight, even if we pray for only 5 minutes or 10 minutes, a generational curse in somebody's life is about to be broken in the name of Jesus. If you are a believer in the house, you shout the loudest, Amen. And so, at the place of prayer, that curse was broken. You will realize that subsequently in the life of Jacob and his generation, barrenness was not mentioned again even once. If you read about his sons, all his children, the 12 tribes of Israel, none of them had any such issue as in being significant enough to be recorded. Now, as you give yourself to prayer, to praise and to worship today, I'd like to prophesy to you the termination of every generational curse in your life in the name of Jesus. Remember this, prayer does not only affect the moment, it also affects your future. And today, we're about to rearrange our future at the place of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Three assignments. Number one, have a consistent prayer schedule. Number two, pray word-based prayer. And number three, identify any negative cycle in your life or in your generation and attack it in the place of prayer. I see every mountain around your life coming to an end today. It is crumbling. It is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands as we pray together now? Say after me, Father.
Father.
I am in your hands.
I am in your hands.
And I believe
that nothing
can harm me.
Let every satanic package
against my life
and my destiny
vanish in your presence
here today
in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's a believer in the house, give Jesus a big clap of hand. I will be proceeding in this very powerful time in God's presence as we receive the ministry of Dunamis Voice, presenting a song given by the Holy Spirit, received by the senior pastor, and written, which they will be presenting. Let's receive Dunamis Voice.
Oh, shed your blood for me, and I'm called your own today. You went to Calvary, you died upon the cross, you shed your blood for me, and I'm called your own.
Oh, when there's not a trace of you,
even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word.
Always there,
you are always there.
I have put my trust in you.
I have put my trust in you.
I have put my faith in you.
I have put my faith in
no
you.
No matter what comes my way,
no matter what comes,
I can
way,
never be afraid.
I shall never.
Nothing can take your place.
Can take your place in my life. Oh, I know you're
always there. Sing it to me,
help me to.
I have put my faith in you.
Lift your hands.
eyes and your eyes and
worship.
I have lifted up my eyes.
He will shake me on the right.
The Lord God is my defense.
He will shake.
Get up, get up, get up.
Lift your hands. Sing it two more times. One more time. The Lord God.
The Lord God, the God. He will shake me on the right. The sun and the moon shall know.
The sun and the moon shall know. My deep within the day or night. My heart is the Lord. My eyes are
the moon.
I am coming.
I am coming. As we sing the last verse, the Lord God shall preserve me.
The Lord God shall preserve me
from all.
From all evil on the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
The Lord God shall preserve.
The Lord God shall preserve my. Going out and coming in, I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
Sing it one more time.
The Lord God shall preserve me from all evil on the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
The Lord God shall preserve my going.
The Lord God shall preserve my going out and coming in. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
My head is covered.
My head
is covered. My feet are
covered. My head is I'm
hands and worship him. Worship him for his help. Worship him for his help. Open your mouth and worship. Worship him in your Jesus spirit. Worship him in understanding. Put your hands and worship him for his help. His help that kept you alive. Because I'm alive today. Go ahead and worship him for his help. Worship him for his help. Worship him for his mercy. Worship him for his help. Worship him, appreciate him. Lift your hands everywhere. Don't be quiet. Worship him. Anybody praise him for the gift of life.
Lord, I praise you for the bread you gave to me.
I'm alive, oh Lord. Your voice and sing it again, Lord, I praise you.
Lord, I praise you for the gift of life to me.
Oh, Lord, I praise you.
For the gift of life,
have
long I go.
Lord, I command your help tonight. 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 You have been my help. When I couldn't help myself,
when I couldn't help myself,
you have been.
I will trust in you.
always there.
You are always there.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're always there.
For the final time, I will trust in you.
I will trust
anybody
you.
Trusting in him tonight, Lord, you are always there.
Lord, you are always there to me. I will trust in you. You have been so good.
I will trust in you.
I will trust in you.
And still thank you, Father. Thank you for your help. Thank you because you are always there. You are always there. You are always there. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. In case you are looking for a word on any issue, forever, O God, thy word is settled. Once the word of God says it, it settles it. Everything else inconsequential. Once the word of God says it, it settles it. There are three things that the word says about God. Please remain standing. And if you want to write, you write in standing. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers 23 and in verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Number one, God cannot lie. The scripture said to say, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and will he not do it? Has he spoken it, and will he not make it good? 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 29. The strength of Israel will not lie. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. For he is not a man that he should repent. God cannot lie. Number two, God cannot fail. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Means, can he fail? No. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. Thirdly, God cannot change. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So, he cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. How do we know that this is true? Forever, O God, thy word. Matters less what the economy says. Matters less what the circumstances. Matters less what anything says. Never surrender your conviction to your condition. The word. Never surrender your revelation to your situation. Forever, oh God, thy word is settled. The settled word said, it cannot fail. It cannot change. It cannot lie. So I am here to announce to somebody concerning the situations around you in this season, in this week, my God shall not lie. He shall prove himself true in your life concerning your situation and your condition around you. My God shall not fail. What he said must come to pass. And concerning what you expect him to do, it cannot change. We are going to pray these three prayers right now. Lift your hands and you are going to say, my Father, I know from your word that you cannot fail. You shall not fail me. I hold on to your word that you... No, the first thing is you cannot lie. Just place it in the order in which I said it, because there's a different order here in my note. Now, you are going to say, Father, your word says you cannot lie. In my life, prove yourself true. Open your mouth and speak to God. Father, your word said you cannot lie. I believe in your word. 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 Prove yourself true in my life. 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 Prove yourself true. Prove yourself true. Prove yourself true. Prove yourself true. Leshada galalabada balalaba. Prove yourself true. Prove yourself true. In my life, in my family, in my marriage, in my experience, in my destiny, prove yourself true. In Jesus' name. Lift your two hands and say, Father, your word says you cannot fail. In my life, confirm this word. In my family, in my destiny, in our church, in our nation, confirm that you cannot lie, that you cannot fail. In my life, now, open your mouth and pray. Confirm that you cannot fail. Confirm that you cannot fail. Jesus. Finally, number three, Father, your word says you cannot change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Confirm this word in my life. Confirm this word in Nigeria. Confirm this word in our church. Confirm this word in the body of Christ. You cannot change. Show for yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Show for yourself. Of Jesus, lift up your two hands and say, Father, give us a visitation this week, a revival visitation. soul winning visitation, miracle visitation, divine presence visitation, healing visitation, deliverance visitation, miraculous visitation, we receive this week on a higher level in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. A higher dimension of visitation, higher dimension of visitation, greater visitation in revival, in miracles, in signs, in wonders, in deliverances. We receive it. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. This word, as it came tonight, it is confirmed in your life. My God shall prove himself true in your life, in your family, in your destiny, in your endeavor. He will prove himself the unchangeable God. He will confirm that he cannot lie. It shall come to pass as you have prayed. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and a big shout of praise. And before you sit down, shake the hands of seven people and tell them, my God shall prove himself in your life. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Before we go, or rather as we're about to go, everyone here who need to make their ways right with God, you want your soul revived, you need relationship with God, or you are here for the first time, please sit down, ushers. Not now. Sit down, ushers. Sit down. When it is time, I'll let you know. Then I'll call you forward to make your ways right with God. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I decree that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, and the east and the west. Everything that is yours, wherever the devil kept them, they are released. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges, and let's honor God with them. How many of you felt the fire tonight? This is the temperature and the atmosphere of this particular service. Don't miss it for anything. It's going to be increasing in intensity. And I believe your life will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Worship and wonders tonight, Friday. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Wednesday also the service is holding. Power communion service. It's the same high places of the earth on the wings of dedication. Handbills are available. There are testimonies at the back. Please saturate it. And let your friends and loved ones be invited. Lift up your offerings. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. And let no hand lifted drop down. In Jesus' precious name. Whatever belongs to you this week shall look for you. Your favor shall look for you. Disaster shall travel far from you. Misfortune shall travel far from you. Acceptance shall be your portion. In Jesus' name. Take that song, There Is a Mountain, like, that's right. If you are giving your offerings, just by the side, that's right. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise.
Found a place where I can find my love. a place where I can find my rest. The holy presence of God.
Sing it one more time. I have found a place. Usher, be fast, 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 fast.
Where I can find my rest.
Is the holy
presence of the Lord.
I have found a place.
I have found a place where I can find my rest. The presence of the
King. There is a mountain, there is
a mountain where I can find help.
There is a mountain
that
I can run to.
The holy presence of the Lord.
There is a mountain,
there is a mountain where I can find help. There is a mountain where I can run to. The holy presence of the living God.
Give the Lord a praise. Place your right hand on your forehead and lift up the other hand. Again, you want to surrender your life to Christ. You want your soul saved. You want to return back to God. Your life is far from God. Rush forward here quickly. And those who are here for the first time, also step forward here. Sorry, we have taken 15 more minutes ahead of time. Maybe next time we'll try to act better. But the worship of the choir was very intense. I think you took 4 songs, which is okay. We are happy with it. It was very intense. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine on you, be gracious unto you. In the name of the Father.